50-year lows. Recent data shows an upward trend in marriages since then. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Windy with a few clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 58, with wind northwest gusting to 30 this morning, dropping to around 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. Clear tonight, 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, 68 by Sunday. Mostly sunny, high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
Let's just start out by saying happy Friday. We are just a few short hours away from another weekend. And boy, oh boy, listening to that forecast from Sean Cable, make those plans to be outside because we are ready for that weather. I'm just ready for my allergies to go away and my voice to come back. Here's Kenny Loggins.
Take my breath away. Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Happy Friday, Finn. Ooh, we have officially made it to a weekend. Not only a weekend, but T-minus 8 hours until we leave for Las Vegas, and like T-minus 48 hours until you're on a mid-Atlantic flight over on your way to Ireland.
I know. So did the eclipse this week make things go faster or slow things down? What do you think?
I don't know. You know, it kind of depends on the day. I've been so busy this week just trying to get us ready for this trip, having a husband who's not around kind of thing, that I don't know if it slowed things up, it made things easier. Whenever Corey's not around and I don't have to stop to like make dinners and stuff, because Dexter and I just eat whatever, things go a lot faster in our house, it feels like. Now, I love cooking. I love doing it for my husband. I love doing it for my family. Dexter and I just kind of muster by on whatever. I'll be like, what are you hungry for? Avocado toast? Sure, I'll make you avocado toast. Takes about 10 minutes out of my day, right? I'm kind of the same way. When Corey's involved, he's kind of like, are we having meat? Is there a potato involved? What about the veggie? And I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing here. Now we need like the full 12-course meal.
Complete meal.
So this week, we've just kind of been able to free fall. And this morning is so weird for me because there's no Aspen. She went to the puppy sitter last night after her dinner time, and she is in the very loving arms of her puppy trainer and puppy sitter David. So she's probably romping around a field right now, sniffing her way to heaven, having a great time. But it's very weird. Like, my whole routine is off now.
I was going to say, does that make it weird for you?
It's very weird.
No Aspie?
Yeah, because like I hit a certain time, because you know I have like my own little benchmarks. Not only do I have radio benchmarks in the morning, I have like personal benchmarks too. And so I have to constantly watch my time. And I was, you know, I got to my first benchmark, and I'm like, ooh, it's potty. Wait, no, it's not.
I don't have to do that.
It's not potty time. It's not. I get to just. Do I just get to go make myself something to eat without the whole ritual of back and forth, find a spot, please, Aspen, kind of thing. So that's. It was weird.
But now Aspen is kind of on vacation too for a few days.
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you, she has been to David's enough times now, and she loves David, right? Because he's been training her for 2 years. He's been our trainer for 2 years since we adopted Miss Thang. And we got her in May. We're coming up on almost 2 full years of having her. She started with David in July. And so we're going on almost 2 years of this training thing. She still can't heal to save her life because her nose gets in the way, but everything else, she is golden. She loves David. Now, not only does David come into the picture and come into play here, David's got a young teenage son as well, like, you know, right into the teens. Clay is his name. And she loves Clay. Clay sometimes comes to class. And if Clay comes to class, I might as well plan on her not doing anything all night, because she'll be like, where did he go? Is he going to come talk to me? Yeah. He's going to play with me. I know it. Is it video game time? Because when she's there, I've seen the pictures. He'll literally be sitting on the couch or on the floor, like in his gaming chair. And she's curled up next to him with her head on his lap. And he's got like one hand on a controller. And then he's like scratching her behind the ears with the other. And so when she sees that pull up and she realizes where she's at, she looks at me, and the look on her face, it's sheer delight, because she knows, she totally knows that this means that she gets to just go sniff, because he puts her on a 30-foot lead for her walks and things, and then takes her out to these fenced in fields that he has access to. And all she gets to do for hours on end is run and sniff. And it is the most glorious thing.
Nirvana
in her puppy
for her.
Life. Oh, it is. It is. Like, all I've envisioned her when he tells me about these experiences is like her laying on her back with the sun just glowing down on her, and her jowls flop back with the biggest smile. That's
with a
what
little
I picture.
Cocktail in her
yes.
little paw yes. with a little umbrella.
Yes, that's what I picture every time I see her and he tells me about these stories. And the best part about it is when I go to get her, I know she's been so loved and so taken care of, because she looks at Corey and I and she's like, all right, time to go home. She doesn't have that clinginess. She's not like, ooh, gotta go to mommy, gotta go to mommy. In fact, she'll jump up on me, and then she's like, okay, let's go.
Well, it's kind of like her Airbnb. It's her home away from home.
It is. And I am so grateful that David exists in this world and he has helped me train her. And I love that he is willing to take her and love her for a few days. But yeah, it really messed with my schedule this morning. So let's talk about you, though, because, I mean, we're just doing Vegas. Everybody does Vegas at some point in time. I mean, that's just a quick flight for us. We are talking Ireland in like 48 hours. So how are the emotions going? How are the emotions right now?
Everybody is just so anxious and just so looking forward to it and a little nervous at the same time because of the flight. And we got a couple of layovers. We have a layover in Dallas on the way there.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, it's not going to be too long before we land in Dublin. And yeah, there we will be at the Emerald Isle. And everybody, you know, Taylor and Colin are both, every day they're messaging me like, oh, can't wait. We're so close. We're so close. We're so close. Yeah. And we have a rental car set up.
Sure.
So that we'll be driving on the wrong side of the road.
I was just going to say, does that throw you guys? Is that going to be weird? Now, I know one of your sons has traveled overseas. So for him, it might be a little bit like more normal because he's done it before. But
he drives like a granny. So we'll be good. Yeah. If he's behind the wheel, he drives like a granny. We'll be okay.
You're getting honked at by the angry Irish, it's a problem. It's a problem. I know that you're not huge into technology, and I know that, you know, you don't do the smartphone thing. But cameras. Are you taking a camera?
Yeah.
Are you taking lots of photos?
They will have both of theirs.
Okay.
And so that part of it will be documented. Taylor asked me about a week ago. He's like, Dad, are you going to be bringing your camera? And I wasn't planning on bringing my camera because I figured, well, they got their phones. They can, you know, take some phenomenal pictures. But no, I think I'm probably going to take the camera just because, you know, I mean, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Right?
Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll get back there someday. But just in case, got to document it.
Right? Absolutely. I mean, bucket list trips don't have to be a one-time bucket list trip. I mean, you can do them multiple times if you're lucky enough. Oh, I got to say, I'm excited to live vicariously through you because we've talked about this. I would love to travel to Ireland, Scotland. There are a couple of places that I would love to go to someday. Our personal family bucket list trip is Norway, just because Corey's grandpa immigrated to the United States as a very young boy from Norway.
That would be
awesome.
He's
still got family over there. We even have a Facebook group with the entire family so we can chat. We know who's had babies and who's getting married and all of that good stuff. So that would be our family bucket list trip. But I got to say, I living vicariously through the Finns right now is, I think it's the way to go, people. I think it's the way to go.
Well, you know, I mean, when we were putting together the itinerary, or I should say they were putting the itinerary together because they're basically the travel guides on this trip. I'm just along for the ride, okay? They were asking me, well, so how many nights do you think we should stay in Dublin? Now, no offense to Dublin. I'm sure it's an awesome place, but I want to see, actually more of the countryside.
Yeah.
So we will be in Dublin for only two nights. We'll be there the first night, and then we'll be there on our last night.
Sure.
And then we're going to go through the Ring of Kerry and Galway, and then we'll be on those islands where they filmed the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
It's going to be an adventure. And I remember it was years ago we were taking a smaller vacation here in Wisconsin. We were in the Crandon-Wabino area, and we were on vacation, and we were talking, and you're lucky sometimes when you get your kids to actually go on a vacation with you, and you get to spend, if they want to do that, that's a good thing.
Right.
And we were just kind of talking and dreaming and, you know, kicking it around a little bit, and I think it was Taylor. Taylor actually turned to me, and he's like, you know, if we could get to Ireland someday, that would be pretty cool. And that discussion happened years ago.
Right.
And so years pass and nothing's happened. And then Colin presented it to us last Christmas, like, what do you think about going to Ireland? We can do this. And so here we go.
And nobody said no. Everybody was like, yes,
everybody
absolutely.
Was on board. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now let me ask how it is at the home front, because while you're packing, you're so excited, you're getting ready for this amazing trip. Chris has taken over the house for a few days because Sunset and Theo can't be packed in a suitcase to go for dog walks with dad.
As much as they might want to.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, we know Sunset. She gets a little persnickety. She might not like, you know, being cooped up that long.
Yeah.
But, So how is everybody at the house doing? Are they getting ready for you to be gone for a few days? Everybody kind of like, you know, preparing themselves a little bit. I always feel like I have to prepare myself when Corey's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know, because I do most of the stuff because he works every day. But I always feel like there's this little extra preparation I need. Like, ooh, did you clean out the gutters? Because if we get a rainstorm while you're gone, I don't want my basement to flood, kind of thing. So these are always the types of things I make him do. So are you kind of in that vein right now, or is she just kind of laying low, letting you do your thing right now?
It's a little different for her than it is for me, because when she goes on vacation, when they go to Rhinelander every summer, and they take a vacation on their own, just her and her sons, and our son go. And when they go, she leaves me in charge of the plants.
See, if somebody left me in charge of plants, I would be like, you definitely don't want me to do that. I will do anything else you want me to do.
Yeah,
you probably
don't
want
me put me in charge of that. Yeah, I'm all right with feeding the fish, but watering the plants, no.
I have a black thumb, like no tomorrow, Finn.
Right?
Like, I can't do it. Can't do it.
But so anyway. She is actually, my wife is actually starting with performances. They opened last night on their show.
Okay.
So they will do 2 weekends of performances.
Oh, so she's super busy.
Yeah, so she's busy, but then it'll start to lighten up a little bit next week, and I know that her and Phoenix have some things that they want to do that they'll be able to do just all on their own.
Cool.
And then for me, my last rehearsal was last night.
Sure.
Before heading off to Ireland, and then when I get back, then I'll be going into dress and tech week for Oliver, and that makes me a little nervous, because taking 10 days off from a big show, a musical, you don't want to get rusty, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to be great. You've played this role before. Trust me, you're going to do amazing. And think of how rested and relaxed you're going to be. I mean, after Ireland, you got this. This will be easy peasy for you.
If I decide I want to come back, that's if I, you know.
Well, you just let us know where we need to send the equipment, because we'll be happy to have you on the show.
Wouldn't that be something? Doing the show
from Ireland.
Oh,
I don't know.
It could be in a pub. Come
right? On. Oh, that would be spectacular. Then you really feel like you're right back in Wisconsin, because we do love our pubs around here as well. They might even have better internet connection in Ireland than we do in some places around Wisconsin as well. You never quite
I'm betting
know, right?
There's probably better internet connection there than there was when I was living in the barn.
Right?
I'm sure.
I know what I go through with internet just out on Goose Poop Pond, and we're not even as far in the boonies as you guys were when you were living out in the country. My goodness. this is going to be so exciting. And the one thing I will say is I know that myself and a lot of our listeners are going to be so excited to hear about some of your adventures when you get back from Ireland. So we are going to be waiting with a bated breath for you to tell us how Ireland was. And I'm so excited for you. I truly, truly am. You guys are going to have an amazing time.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll have some stories to tell.
Just a couple.
But you know, you'll probably have stories to tell on your trip to Vegas. I'm sure that because you and Corey always, I mean, you two are basically jet setters, right? I mean,
yes, that is us. That is
well
that
last
is
year
us.
I mean, how many you went last year? You went to New York.
We did for Christmas. We went to
San Francisco
for our 20th anniversary. Yes.
Yeah.
And then of course we had a lot of camping trips in there as well. That's one of the things that we have talked about now that the boys are getting older is we both love to travel. Now, I've talked about this. My husband and myself getting there, we're not so great at that. Makes us a little antsy, him more than me. You know, he likes to make time when we're going places. He, you know, and all of this, he doesn't really love motels because it's not his creature comforts. It's not everything he has at home and all of that good stuff. But one of the things that we do like to have is experiences. I've said this before. I want to be one of those colorful old ladies someday that's sitting on my desk deck. And when you say, oh, grandma, you know, what did you do in your lifetime? I don't want to say, I stayed at home. Like, I don't want to do that, right? So I want to have some adventures and I want to have experiences. And I feel like you can find out a lot about the world just by going out and traveling. So that all being said, with our boys being older now, we feel like some of these places or some of these things we've put off, we must do. Las Vegas has never been, like, for Ireland, for you, a bucket list.
Las Vegas, a bucket list.
No, it's kind of a throwaway. NAB, however, for my husband, is
probably
like,
is.
Oh, yeah. It's like his Mecca, right? It is like his Mecca. One of the companies that he works with on a regular basis, the one that he actually went to California and visited a few weeks ago, they're having an entire LED wall in at the NAB show. My husband is so excited.
He'll be like a kid in a candy store.
He is. And I'm scared I'm going to lose him somewhere because he's going to be here and then he's going to be there. And because that's how excited he gets, which I love about him. So the NAB, though, for him is like a bucket list thing. 14 sure. years he's been trying to go there. So I'm glad we get to do it together. But one of the things that we really want to do is keep trying to do more of these smaller trips and really have some of these adventures that, you know, we weren't able to do. You can't always do when you have kids, you know, and right. finances always come into play and all of that. But sometimes
that's a big thing, you know. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, you know, look, it's expensive, you, mm-hmm. but, and yeah. some people just don't have you the can't. Luxury. Yeah,
so we always tried to make do with road trips and things like that when the boys were little, because you got to do something. You got to show your kids the world a little
bit as experiences.
Well. Yep. Yeah. So we always tried to do all of that. So yeah, I'm excited for that aspect of it. Our 21st wedding anniversary is on the 23rd of this month. So obviously we'll you know, be able to celebrate that a little bit. His birthday is on Sunday, so mm-hmm. we'll be out there mm-hmm. for that. So there's a few things that we can have a whole lot of fun with. And yeah, we always have a good time. Don't get me wrong. We always find a way to make it an adventure. That's for sure. But yeah. If it was somewhere else, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah. Given your druthers, you would pick another place.
But we're going to have
fun. Vegas is just not at the top of the list.
Right. But we're going to have a good time. And we both know we're going to have a good time. And it's going to be super fun. And again, we get to see people that we've known for a long time who have sold us equipment over the years. And you just develop these friendships because a lot of these small electronics companies, they're family owned. So you get to know them pretty well. So we worked with some of them. So that's going to be super, super fun as well. And we've never, like the last time, Corey's never been to Vegas. I can't even count back how many years it's been since I've been to Vegas. So just doing something different is also always kind of fun too, right? Like going somewhere that you don't necessarily picture yourself, but you're like, totally. All right, let's go check it out. Even if it's just one time, right?
And while I'm enjoying a Guinness in a pub somewhere in Ireland, Mr. Hartman's going to be on the search for the perfect old-fashioned
Las Vegas
suite,
old-fashioned,
right?
I guess. That's what I'm told. He's like, I'm going to see if one of those fancy bartenders can figure it out.
One of those mixologists.
All right. You do you. I mean, if that's what entertains him in Vegas, we'll go with it. We'll go with it. Hey, we do have to talk about this forecast really quickly, Finn. Looks like it's going to be, probably today is going to be one of the coolest days we're going to have over the next few. Temperature is going to be right around the 60-degree mark, but then the weekend and into early next week, we are talking full sun with temperatures in the 70s. Doesn't get much better than that. Yeah. I know it's going to be perfect. So get out there and enjoy it. If you don't have outside plans, you better make some for this weekend. I will keep you updated on all the latest regarding the weather. I mean, we're going to talk a lot about sunshine this morning right here on Max FM.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day. or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for something a little extra sweet on the buffet? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and it's official, the sweet chili pizza is back. This pizza has peppers, onion, pineapple, and is drizzled with that sweet chili sauce. Now available on the buffet and on the menu to order. Plus, also join us for our all-day buffet every day, and come on and see us on Reedsburg's east side. Stop on in. Looking forward to seeing you.
You make my dreams come true. There is Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, I don't know if you heard the big news yesterday. If you didn't, you might be living in a cave or hanging out there a whole lot. But O.J. Simpson has died. That's really all I got on that one. Now, there were some people on social media who, because of the fantastic football stats from back in the day, were a little saddened by that, but then realized everything after that illustrious career just kind of went downhill, going all the way back to that slow speed white Bronco chase that all of us watched in horror. Every TV had it on back in June of 1994. Incredibly, because it's early, because you're a little busy this morning, might not have had enough caffeine yet, and because it's Friday, I'll do the math for you. That was nearly 30 years ago. Now, there are lots of other things from the spring of 1994 which really demonstrate how long ago that was. And if you remember them, good for you. If you don't remember them, well, we're looking at you, Gen Z, and we'll fill you in on some history. In March of 1994, the People's Republic of China got its first ever connection to the internet. It was a big day in China, and they've been using it for nefarious things ever since, or at least a lot of people have. On April 5th, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana took his own life, which was huge among so many music fans. Even yet today, there's a lot of music fans who still mourn the loss of Kurt Cobain. You got to wonder where the career would have went. On May 10th, there was a solar eclipse. But before we start any astronomical OJ conspiracy theories, this was a partial annular eclipse. It did have a similar path, stretching, though, from Mexico up through Ohio. On May 26th, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. Both of those people no longer on the earth, which is even crazier to think about. On June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters. This was 3 days after the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, and just 2 days before the Bronco chase. The number one songs in the country over that stretch were The Sign by Ace of Base, Bump and Grind by R. Kelly, who we've also found out is an abysmal human being, and I Swear by All for One. Don't disappoint us, All for One. We're counting on you to be the bright spot in that list. The top scripted show on TV in the spring was Home Improvement, followed by Seinfeld, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire, and Coach. No one had even seen Friends yet. It was still a few months away from even premiering. The internet got real in 1994 with the founding of both Yahoo and Amazon.com. Oh, and the empire has continued to grow, right? Not for Yahoo, but definitely for Amazon. And an entrepreneur named Gary Kremen, who founded Match.com, first registered the domain Sex.com. Major League Baseball was headed toward a player strike, which would cancel the World Series. And the biggest sensation for kids back in 1994, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So there you go, reliving the days of 1994. Really, what that list told me is it's always been a weird and wacky world, and it just keeps getting wackier as we go on with time, huh? Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. A little windy and cloudy to start things out this morning. Some sun by this afternoon. Not losing the wind, though. Fortunately for us, the weekend looks much, much better. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning. Welcome to the Gann Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our April Farm Consignment Auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that's the drop-off day for our April Farm Consignment Auction. It is today at our Reedsburg Auction Facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Next week, we have a online-only real estate auction ending on Wednesday at 11 a.m. It's a property on Lake Road near White Mountain State Park up by Hill Point. It's a just under 40-acre property with a nice single-family home. More details on that can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Thursday, we have a farm and collector toy consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers open a three-game weekend series in Baltimore against the Orioles tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Brewers, who were rained out yesterday in their series finale in Cincinnati. First pitch time set for 6:05 on Apple TV tonight. The Bucks have two games left in the NBA's regular season, both on the road. They're at Oklahoma City tonight, then close things out at Orlando on Sunday. Tyler Kolek and Oso Igadaro both opted for the NBA draft, but Marquette will not be losing Cam Jones. Jones stated on social media yesterday that he would be returning for his senior season. He will enter his final season just under 600 points behind Jarrell McNeil for number two on the all-time scoring list. Purdue center Zach Edey's sweep of national honors continued this week when he was selected the John R. Wooden Award winner as the best men's college basketball player. He's the second two-time winner of the award. Virginia's Ralph Sampson won it in 1982 and 1983. Bryson DeChambeau sits atop the leaderboard at the Masters, which saw its opening round suspended by darkness yesterday. Tournament delayed 2.5 hours at the start by inclement weather. DeChambeau shot a 7-under-65, has a one-shot lead on tournament favorite Scottie Scheffler. The Packers tailgate tour winding down, but Kenny Clark likes to use this opportunity to deliver his message to kids. Clark grew up in San Bernardino, California, rated by the FBI as the most dangerous city in California.
You know, we all come from different backgrounds and all face our adversity. And at the end of the day, you know, you got to persevere and push through it. You know, it's something that we all done been through, and we're just trying to just give that same game and get that same those same messages that we learned along the way to these kids. You know, everybody needs to hear that, and if you're helping one person, it's a lot.
And after 30 years of taking care of the Packers' uniform and equipment needs, Gordon Red Batty has announced his retirement. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Windy with a few clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today 58 with wind northwest gusting to 30 this morning, dropping to around 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. Clear tonight, 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, 68 by Sunday. Mostly sunny, high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45. 99.7.
Midnight, getting up tight, where are you?
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday. I mean, hello, it's almost another weekend, Finn. What more could you ask for? Maybe a little celebration this morning to get things started. We have our birthday list, of course. It's the big weekend one. Celebrity birthdays and maybe a local birthday or two if somebody decides to text us. Remember, that number is 355-9970. If you are celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, should we just jump right in here to these celebrity birthdays? All right, here we go. Abigail Breslin, who played Chanel No. 5 on Scream Queen. She was Baby in the Dirty Dancing remake. She was also the cute little girl from Signs, Little Miss Sunshine. And she was a butt-kicking junior zombie killer in Zombieland. She is celebrating her 28th birthday this weekend. Yeah,
have you ever seen Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes, that's one of my favorites. Movie. I love her. Yeah. She's awesome. Allison Williams, who played Gemma in the Megan movies. She was also Marnie on Girls and Rose, the girlfriend in Get Out. Brian Williams, the famous newscaster, just happens to be her dad. She is celebrating her 36th birthday this weekend. Yeah. Brooklyn Decker, who is the smoking hot blonde in the Sports Illustrated edition. She was also the cover model who plays Jane Fonda's daughter Mallory on the Netflix series Grace and Frankie. She happens to be married to tennis star Andy Roddick. She is celebrating her 37th birthday this weekend. If you're a fan of How to Get Away with Murder, you know this guy is Asher. His name is Matt McGorry. He is celebrating his 38th birthday this weekend. He also played John Bennett, the guard who gets Daya pregnant on Orange is the New Black, if you ever watched that on Netflix. Claire Danes, I loved her way back in the day when she was on My So-Called Life. Didn't everybody want to be her? Everybody wanted to be her. There was a time period where you wanted to be Claire Danes, right? Uh-huh. Now she plays counterterrorism agent Carrie Matheson on Homeland. She is celebrating her 45th birthday this weekend. We also have Jennifer Morrison celebrating. She's Emma Swan on Once Upon a Time. You might also know her as Dr. Allison Cameron on House. She's also 45 years old this weekend. Sarah Michelle Gellar is celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 47 years old. Now, she ended up in real life marrying Freddie Prinze Jr., who was her co-star in the Scooby-Doo movie. They've been together a long time.
And they now have.
Yeah, he's part of the Wrestling Federation now. I don't know exactly what he does, but he does something with World Wrestling. But she's celebrating 47 years, little Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They seem to have a pretty solid marriage because, I mean, we never really hear anything negative about those two, do we?
Right. No, I don't think so. I kind of think they stay out of Hollywood light just
the
a little
limelight.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're a little quieter. I know they've kind of been doing more things publicly as their kids get older because really once they had their kids, that's kind of when they settled down and kind of left the Hollywood lifestyle behind, which you're starting to hear a lot of celebrities doing. I was just reading an article the other day about your Justin Timberlakes and Jessica Biels, who essentially moved their kids out of Hollywood into a ranch in Montana because they didn't want the Hollywood life and the cameras constantly in their faces and things like that. So got to appreciate those people who are like, no, we got our limits.
Yeah.
We need a break here. Our kids
I can
do not
respect
ask.
That.
Yeah. Their kids don't ask to have cameras shoved in their faces. That's just what paparazzi likes to do. Glenn Howerton, who played the disgraced Harvard professor Jack Griffin on AP Bio. I've watched a few episodes of that. It's kind of snarky funny. If you're into quirky, snarky humor, it's good for that. He also was Dennis on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's celebrating his 48th birthday. Lou Bega, well, we all know the hit Mambo No. 5. He is celebrating his 49th birthday. We'll maybe try to throw some Mambo No. 5 in here this morning. Marley Shelton, who played Judy Hicks in Scream 4. She was also Dr. Dakota Block in Grindhouse. She is 50 years old. Adrian Brody is celebrating a birthday. King Kong, Predators, The Pianist. Though none of those roles seem to really go together at all. So he's got a wide range is what I'm learning here this morning. He is celebrating his 51st birthday this weekend. Shannon Doherty, who we know best as Brenda Walsh on 90210. She was also Prue on Charmed. And of course, we know that she is going through her own cancer story, basically as we speak. She started out with breast cancer, and then of course we just learned a few months ago that that has turned into brain cancer, and so she's definitely got her own battle in store. But she seems to be one of the most positive she seems to be in one of the most positive places that I've ever seen Shannon Doherty in right now while she's going through this cancer battle. Because if you read headlines from her from way back in the day, she wasn't exactly easy to get along with.
Yeah, she was a little bit of a problem child, but now it seems like she has, despite her struggle and her battle, I mean, she has a kind of a positive outlook.
And I will always give anybody mad respect who's going through a cancer journey and obviously is being as public with it as she absolutely is. Yeah. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday this weekend. Nicholas Brendan, who played Xander Harris on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he is 53 years old. Little Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons, and he was the star of NYPD Blue.
Oh, boy, I'm sitting down because you're going to lay an age on me and I'm going to feel really old.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. 54 for little Ricky Schroeder. Is it okay to still call him little Ricky Schroeder? I think so. I think it's fine. He's always going to be the kid on Silver Spoons to most of us. That was a great show, though. I loved Silver Spoons. Let's see. Anthony Michael Hall. Oh, he was part of that Brat Pack, the John Hughes days of Hollywood, right? 16 Candles, Weird Science, The Breakfast Club, National Lampoon's Vacation. Actually, at age 17, win some Trivial Pursuit with this one this weekend, people. He became the youngest Saturday Night Live cast member ever until, of course, he had to enter rehab. Now, in his post-Brat Pack years, he was Winona Ryder's boyfriend in Edward Scissorhands, and he was also the star in The Dead Zone. He is celebrating, ready? 56 years old. 56 years old for Anthony Michael.
You know, what's you reminded me about his time on Saturday Night Live, because I had totally forgotten about that. There was a really weird era for Saturday Night Live where instead of just having regular sketch players, they actually had some actors. Robert Downey Jr. was on there for a while, I think during the same time that Anthony Michael Hall was on there. And it was just an unusual time for the show.
Yeah, but 17 being on Saturday Night Live, that's mad respect and mad props, right? Because we know how long some of these people have to audition to even get the guest host role and all of that kind of stuff, or how honored they always are to even be in that role. Then at 17 to actually be one of their regular featured players, that's quite the feat, I think. I don't know. It just tells you how the overlord, Lorne Michaels, likes to rule things.
Well, and we talk about our schedule. That work schedule for Saturday Night Live is actually brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when they have actual live shows, they start. I mean, the show ends on Saturday night, obviously early Sunday morning, but they're back right at it Monday morning, bright and early, writing new sketches, getting ready for the next week, getting the new guest kind of aligned with the cast and starting to go through things. And it's crazy. When we were in New York, we had the opportunity to tour Rockefeller Studios and obviously go into the Saturday Night Live studio and kind of get a glimpse of that. And if you've never been, it's not as big as it looks on TV, which we kind of figured because we've done TV before. But it's crazy how they are able to separate it out when they're literally side by side when they're doing stuff. So it's actually kind of cool. But just to hear the routine and the schedule and see all the dressing rooms and just imagine all the chaos, because when you go to do the tour, you actually walk through where their dressing areas are and where they do their makeup and stuff. Now, it was all closed up because it was their Christmas hiatus, but all the names are right there on like all the little makeup mirrors and all that kind of stuff. And then you get to see where the guest host actually has their big kind of room where they hang out and they do their thing. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine all the craziness that ensues. But the whole sets have to be built. Those are actually, we learned this, they're actually done at a warehouse somewhere else and then brought in if they can't do it in-house, which is most of the set. So all sets have to be rebuilt. All the costumes have to be reconfigured. If they play a character role, those costumes are always just set for that person. But I mean, when you're watching those skits, they have worked their butts off for hours before that show goes live on Saturday night.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but so it's the studio is in the same space that it's always been in.
Yes, yeah. They still use the original cameras and some of the original lights from way back in the day. Way back in the day.
So that has to be really cool to actually be in that studio, because then you start thinking, wow, John Belushi was here, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin.
Those are all the things their photos from their famous skits align the hallways when you walk in it. And some of the costumes that they would have made famous that we know, those are in cases enshrined forever.
It's really cool.
I want to tell a quick story and then we'll finish with birthdays. So we're sitting up in the seats, right? You're not allowed to take photos anywhere in the NBC studios. The only thing you can take a photo of is at the very end, there's peacock carpeting in the elevators. You're allowed to take a picture of that. That's it. That's all you can take photos of when you're in NBC studios. So as we're sitting in the studio, though, and they let us sit in the chairs that would be the audience chairs, you know, up in that balcony area for Saturday Night Live, you look down and there's the Weekend Update desk. And a big note on the top of the desk, right where Colin Jost would sit, it says, "This is not a picnic table. Do not eat here." It was the funniest thing ever, because it's like taped and laminated. So obviously that's been a problem with the Weekend Update desk. But it's right there where the host usually sits.
That is so cool. Love to see that.
It was really awesome. It was awesome. Let's see, who else is on this list? Greg Maddux, retired Major League Baseball pitching legend, is 58 years old this weekend. Caroline Ray, also celebrating. I love her. She's funny.
She's hilarious.
She is celebrating her 60th birthday. Brad Garrett, who played 6'8" Robert Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond. He was also the first grand prize winner on Star Search, believe it or not. That's how he actually got his start in the business. He is 64 years old. Peter Capaldi, who was the 12th doctor on Doctor Who. They replaced him with a lady doctor. He was also the Cardinal on Three Musketeers. He is 66 this weekend. Andy Garcia, I love him. He is celebrating his 68th birthday. We also have Max Weinberg on the list, the E Street Band and former Conan O'Brien drummer. He is 73 years old. Ron Perlman, oh my gosh, you talk about like a character actor, right? Ron Perlman is the guy. I love him, though. Clay Murrow on Sons of Anarchy. Most people, though, he's always going to be from the original Hellboy, right? And he also played Vincent on the original Beauty and the Beast way back in the 1980s. He is celebrating his 74th birthday this weekend. I love Ron Perlman.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He is. He's awesome. David Letterman, another one of those really cool, awesome people. He is celebrating a birthday this weekend. David Letterman is 77 years old.
I knew he was up there.
And I love his new series that he does, too. I've gotten to watch a few of those where it's just hit or miss, but he gets to sit down. It's so laid back.
I love
it. Yes. It's so much different than what you remember him being on The Late Show with, right? And he's got all this infinite time because it's a streaming series. It, you know, you don't have to have it buttoned up in so many minutes. So he really gets to delve into talking with some of these celebrities. And because of their relationship, because they were probably on his show at some point, he really just gets them to open up. And I think it's a phenomenal series. I love David Letterman doing that. Ed O'Neill, love him as well. Modern Family and Married with Children superstar. 78 years old this weekend for Ed O'Neill. The Reverend Al Green, he's a superstar soul singer. Let's Stay Together was one of his big hits. He is 78 years old. From Steppenwolf, who he actually is the band Steppenwolf, John Kay is celebrating his 80th birthday. Of course, if you know the songs Born to Be Wild and Magic Carpet Ride, then you are totally in tune with John Kay. And then finally, we wrap this list up with, WWE Hall of Famer. Isn't that exciting? Pete Rose is celebrating his 83rd birthday this weekend. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Taking a look at this forecast, well, what's not to like about this? I mean, we are talking cooler temperatures today, but then as we get into the weekend and early next week, temperatures are going to be in the around 70 or above. Let's put it like that, because now we're talking maybe close to 80 by Monday. We'll see. Mm. We'll see what Mother Nature's got in store for us. No matter what, we're going to keep you updated on all the latest here at 99.7 Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash & Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash & Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.